God's profile of a great Christian dad. We live in a world amidst standards increasingly opposed to the laws of our Creator God. Christians are viewed by some as weird, especially when we practice the teachings of our faith in Christ and follow not what the world says. We are seen to be different when we choose not to compromise to worldly standards, but to abide in what the Bible teaches, so that by the grace and mercy of God, we will be led by the Holy Spirit to render to God the praise, glory, and honor due to His holy name, and be given the privilege to worship and serve the Almighty God in spirit and in truth, and with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength. The challenge for us on this Father's Day is, how do we Christian parents, fathers especially, teach our children to live and shine for Jesus in this sinful and fallen world? Thank God for Christian parents who are committed to bring up their children in the way of the Lord. Christian parenting is a challenging, howbeit a rewarding task. There is no greater calling than to raise godly seed for the kingdom of God. In Genesis 18 and verse 19, God commended Abraham as an outstanding family man. He singled out Abraham as a father who would see to it that practical religion is promoted and practiced in his home. God was confident that Abraham would teach his family to keep the way of the Lord and to do righteousness and justice. God has no doubt at all that Abraham, by his example, would lead his loved ones to seek after God. Abraham would put his hands on the plow and seize every opportunity to teach and remind his children to be serious and devout in their worship of Almighty God, and be honest in their dealings with all men. Genesis 18 and verse 19, please turn your Bible to it. Let me read out to you what God said of Father Abraham. Genesis 18 and verse 19, "For I know him," that is, I know Abraham, "that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord to do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he, the Lord, has spoken of him." God knew Abraham would make a good, godly father. Can God today likewise say this of you, fathers and fathers-to-be? What qualities define God's profile of a great Christian dad? Abraham at the age of 75 heard God's calling to him personally to be father of a great nation given to us in Genesis chapter 12 and verse 2. And he, by faith, Abraham obeyed and together with his wife and household departed from the land of Ur as the Lord had spoken unto him, verses 4 and 5. Though Abraham did not know exactly where God was leading him, Hebrews 11 and verse 8, yet he was so focused on following God every step of the way. Abraham walked closely in a personal relationship with God. So, before you and I can be a good, godly Christian dad, you and I must first be a true worshiper and a true follower of God. I repeat again, before we can ever talk about being a good Christian dad, we must first be a genuine follower of God. Brethren, there is no greater blessing than for children to be brought up under the sheltering spiritual leadership of a dad who obeys God and trusts in his word. God knew Abraham as the family head, a father who would be actively involved in the lives of his family. And God was confident of the spiritual direction Abraham would give to his loved ones under his leadership and under his care. A good Christian dad takes effort and makes time to be actively engaged in the lives of his children, so that by the grace of God, he is able to bring them up in the nurture, that is, discipline and admonition, that is, instruction of the Lord given to us in Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 4. As Christian dads, we need to seek the Lord. We really need to seek the Lord to help us reprioritize our own lives if we want to give our children the life-sustaining truth. How should we raise our children in these last days? How do we teach them well? How to build a generation whose faith is on God, who is courageous to live for God in a troublous and sinful world? To seek answers to these questions, we need to be serious to do our part in Christian parenthood. It will immediately melt away all our preoccupation with the busyness, the materialistic, and the obsessive culture we live in. What do our children need, not just for today, but also for tomorrow and the days to come. Where will they get the wisdom, confidence, and courage to help them withstand the difficult and uncertain times of today? Who is the reliable source of help and trustworthy guide in life? Brethren, our children need a great God. They need to know the God who is greater than mom and dad, greater than grandma and grandpa, and greater than the church. They need to know the God who is greater than all their problems. We have to teach the greatness of God to our children from young. In Psalm 78 and verse 4, the psalmist exhorts, "We will not hide, showing to the generation to come the praises of the Lord and his strength and his wondrous works that he hath done." We show the greatness of God to our children by our praises offered to God, by teaching them of God's strength and power, and by diligently teaching and guiding them in the way of the Lord. I do not know whether you realize this, that children love to hear stories about what the great God has done. They are excited by stories about Bible characters. They savor every detail about Moses, Noah, Daniel, Esther, Mary, Peter, Paul, and many other characters mentioned in the Bible. God's praises, God's praiseworthy deeds are demonstrated in the lives of these heroes and heroines of faith. Children learn about a great God by hearing of his praiseworthy deeds. Fathers in particular ought to take the lead to explain the great events of our day in the light of Scripture and teach children about God and how to live in conformity to God's Word. On this Father's Day, I would like to thank God also for godly mothers who teach children the way of the Lord. God is almighty and he is all powerful. God asked Sarah of old, "Is anything too hard for the Lord?" Genesis 18 and verse 14. The answer is obvious. Absolutely not. God is all powerful. When we tell our children about the power of God, it is essential to point them to our Lord Jesus. I repeat again, it is essential to point our children to our dear Lord Jesus and his ability to save and sustain them, especially those who believe in him. What about teaching our children God's wondrous works? We are surrounded by evidence of God's divine nature in all creation. This is what Paul tells us in Romans 1, 19 to 20. That which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath showed it unto them, for the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead. Paul tells us that the basic reality of God is plain enough. Open our eyes, and there it is. By taking a long and thoughtful look at nature, we will be able to see that this universe and everything in it is the work of an all-wise and creative God. How can we show to our children the wonderful works of God? On a fine day, go out with your children, lie on the grass, and admire the wonders of God's amazing creation. You and I do not have to be astronomers to do this. Simply tell, look, children, God made this. God created that. Pick up a bird's feather from the ground. Get a magnifying glass. And together with your children, examine the intricate designs. And they'll be able to see the creative power of God. That will help them understand how great, powerful, and creative God is. Children are excited to be taught the greatness of God. None of it is hidden unless parents fail to teach it to their children. Reading Psalm 78 and verse 4, I am reminded that when we fail to communicate God's truth to our children by our words and deeds, we are guilty of hiding from them the greatest truth of all time. And that is the greatness of our God, who he is, and what he does. When we are slack in sharing with our children the greatness of God, it could be like us knowing where there is water, but refuse to tell the one who is dying of thirst. We must guide our children to drink of the living water in Christ Jesus. Abraham directed his family and household to keep the way of the Lord. May we Christian fathers today be committed to do likewise. Second, a great Christian dad is serious to influence his children for the Lord, not just telling them of the greatness of God. God said of Abraham that he would command or direct his children and his household after him, that is, direct them to pursue after the Lord. Abraham knew what all fathers need to know. Our children learn not only from what we teach them verbally, but very much from what they see us do or don't do. They pick up from our conduct, our values, our attitudes, and how we live out our lives publicly and privately. And believe me, children are apt to replay the same in their own lives. I'm saying this out of my observation. As a father of two grown-up sons and a grandfather of four grandchildren. A great Christian dad sets a good example for his children to emulate. He lives out by his own actions the distinct line between what is right and wrong, what is truth and falsehood. Abraham knew that an ounce of example is worth a pound of advice. An ounce of example is worth a pound of advice. A father who takes his God-given role seriously puts Christ first in his life and sets for his children a role model that is worth imitating. He seeks to build and leaves behind a precious spiritual legacy to his family. Third, a good Christian dad not only talks to his children about the greatness of God and seeks to influence them for him, he also prays daily to God for the spiritual well-being of his children. Abraham prays often and about many things, about God's promise to him of a son, Genesis 15, 1 to 6, and even for the well-being of Ishmael, his son from Hagar, his Egyptian female servant, Genesis 17 and verse 18. Patriarch Job in the Bible was also a concerned and prayerful father. Job 1:5 says, Job sent and sanctified them, that is his children, and rose up early in the morning and offered burnt offerings according to the number of them all. For Job said, it may be that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts. Thus did Job continually. What tremendous assurance it is for our children to know that their father is praying for them daily. Douglas MacArthur was an American general who commanded the Southwest Pacific in World War II, 1939 to 1945. He oversaw the successful Allied occupation of post-war Japan and led United Nations forces in the Korean War, 1950 to 1953. Though a great military hero of the 20th century, General Douglas said this, and I quote him, "I don't want to be remembered as the great general who led armies and liberated people. I want to be remembered as a Christian father who prayed and read the Bible with his children." Unquote. Thank God for fathers who are fervent men of prayer. Beloved fathers and fathers-to-be, God chose Abraham so that he would direct his children and household to keep God's way and do what is right and just, so that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he, the Lord, has spoken of him. Genesis 18 and verse 19. God promised Abraham, "In thee shall all families of the earth be blessed." Genesis 12 and verse 3. God expected Abraham to guide his children and household in the way of the Lord. God has expectation of Christian fathers. He has expectation of you and me as well. How can we better meet God's expectations of fatherhood, of fathers? Thank God for the many great, awesome dads at Galilee. Good job. Well done. Before I end, I would like to remind all of us that what children see in us, they copy. It is not enough just to know the characteristics of a good and godly Christian dad. We must know what we need to do to be one. We dads must first have the desire to be a true worshiper and a true follower of God. Followed by this, we must be a good Christian husband. Our children watch how we as fathers treat their mothers. As they watch, they are learning and forming the concept of God as well as the concept of marriage from us. We are creating pattern, a biblical blueprint for our children's understanding of God and their understanding of marriage in days to come. If we treat our children's mother like she is not worth much, we are degrading God. As a great God, whom they can trust and rely on. But if our children see us love and respect their mother, they will learn to love, respect, honor, worship, and serve God aright. And in days could come, honor God in their marriage and in their family life. When our children see us love and respect their mother, what we tell them about the greatness of God, they will take heed and believe. In 1 Peter 3, verse 7, God gave this assurance to all husbands who love their wives, that He will answer our prayer for the spiritual well-being of our wife, and that may include our prayer for the spiritual well-being of our children. Let me read out 1 Peter 3, 7 to you. Ye husbands, dwell with them that is your wives according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that is, your marriage, that your prayers be not hindered. And you know what, my beloved fellow brothers? The best compliment or the most searing criticism for us fathers to receive from others is this short sentence: your child acts like you do. Your child acts like you do. May the word of Genesis 18 challenge all fathers and fathers-to-be to take up our responsibility and be a good and great Christian dad. Happy Father's Day to all dads and dads to be. Let us pray. Father, we want to thank you for all fathers and fathers to be in our midst. We thank you for your word to us in Genesis 18:19. May we be able to live up to your calling to be a great Christian dad, and by your mercy and grace able to direct our family, our loved ones and our children, to be serious in our worship of you, and to be able by your grace and mercy shine for you in this fallen and sinful world. We want to pray for our children and grandchildren that by your mercy and grace they will be saved by you at the earliest age of their understanding and be given the faith to repent and to call upon Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior. We want to pray for fathers, fathers-to-be and grandfathers, that you continue to give us this holy determination to set a good example for our loved ones to follow after us as we follow after the Lord Jesus. Hear this, our prayer. We ask all this with thanksgiving in the Lord Jesus' name. Amen.